You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Think that we could beat the view we got right now. We think we got it good, watching the sunset from the steps. It looks like heaven, but we ain't seen nothing yet. When we get to our forever home, we'll see beauty like we've never known. Angels singing hallelujah songs, hard to on the porch, and all our loved ones, they'll be hanging out when we walk through the door. Yeah, we'll catch up on the good times, and we'll have a million more. No, there ain't no telling what he's got in store. When we get to our forever home,
Christian women face certain forms of violence, Christian men, others. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. A new report by Open Doors International details just how surprisingly gender-specific the persecution of Christians can be. Sexual violence is the chief weapon used against Christian women. Overt physical violence is the most common against Christian men. And in Open Doors' words, the violence against men is focused, severe, and visible. In other words, when Christian men are beaten and their homes and businesses attacked, it's often done openly. The goal is intimidation and terror. Young Christian men are also often conscripted into militias or other armed groups. Not only does this force them to violate their Christian beliefs and values, it usurps the church's role in the moral and spiritual formation of young men and weakens its future. Many of us can't even imagine this kind of threat. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need our prayers. To pray more knowledgeably, come to breakpoint.org and I'll link you to this report from Open Doors. I'm John Stone Street. We'll be right back.
to show you I'm forever yours. And then another day is dawning, another page is turning here for everyone to see. Yes, I'm on my knees, 'cause I love you. And when you touch my life, I've been born again. I am born again. And when you touch my of life, a lamp to my feet. So please, still deliver me from walking beyond the truth that called me here. I'm not ashamed to die. Yes,
with your arms spread wide, take me in like like an orphan child. Never let go, never leave my side. I am.
Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes. Triumphant what?
Thursday. Yes. All this week, we've been in the book of Genesis. We've been talking about the genealogy of Noah. We've been talking about the call that God put on his life at the time he gave unto his father, what his son was going to do in the earth. And then it took time for that calling to come to pass.
Yes.
And there were directions that Noah had to follow in order to be in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
For the ark to be a refuge to those who believed. So we're going to, this year, 2021, breakthrough.
Yes.
It's the year of our 11th hour breakthrough. We're going to break through. We're going to dominate.
Yes.